Begin the Quran Dab Mesech this air bin daf chafal to begin the Malaf. Begin the taste the masal that begins with the Gemara. Midi de chazil adabina. We need something that's fit for a person. Shtar is going to explain. So, for what is it that actually we permit the pasib rice? Because the Gemara said that the walls of the pasib rice they permit only if there's a well of living waters, which are clear waters, which are fit for people to drink. Because you need to have chashab, it has to be distinguished mechitzas to permit. It has to be something significant to permit these to be mechitzas for the pasim, and that's only if the area it's the perimeter it's surrounding is something fit for a person. Now, what Taisa's bother says, now va'ivsnes agamadalel. Taisa is addressing a question. The Gemara previously brought that a camel that has its head and the majority of its body inside, you could force feed it from inside. Now, seemingly that's talking about when it's between the boards. Now, the difficulty is that a trough, which is what you feed the animal, is not fit for a person. And now the Gemara is saying here, the whole het of pasi b'rois is only when it's a mechitza fit for a person. So how could you do that halacha of oitznes agamal? So they says that actually that halacha hinanami means a chazladim. That's actually what you force feeding the camel. It's actually food that's fit for a person. Or you know, I mean, another approach is what you could say is Ari B'Shus HaYach. It's actually talking about that halach of having the camel, Reish HaBeruba, inside is a regular private domain with regular walls. But Libin HaPasin. And it's not between the boards, specifically the halach of Pasin B'Rais. A regular B'Shus HaYach, you're concerned you might follow after the animal out to Reish HaRab, but never has to have Reish HaBeruba. Or you know, I mean, a third approach is Hayal B'Tchilas HaTikin. Since the initial preparation, the fixing, the making of this, the walls of the pasim b'rois. Have it mean the chazal adam. It was made for, let's say, a well of water, which is a spring of fresh water, which is fit for a person. Then, once you have the permissibility, sharv chalim l'tzachbem, and then permitted for anything that's necessary for an animal, even if something that's only fit for an animal and not for a person. But then Tei says, Vimtei has to take a second look. It says, Am I being mid chazal adam? Why do we say here in Agamor that it has to be something fit for a person? Kim d'le sharv l'tzachbem, I don't understand. Since, anyways, this permissibility possibility is only for something that's fit for an animal, so then for what utility do you need it to be that it's fit for a person? Well, that's to say, for some, what you could say is shem dal l'tzeich behema, because there is significance for it being fit for a person. Because, and it's not just like a theoretical idea, it's because shem dal l'tzeich behema, if you draw the water for the animal, which is what you're permissible to do, and then there's some leftover water, shari l'adam, that's fit for a person. And therefore, it's going to have significance of having utility for a person. This, the Gemara tells us shortly, that if it's wide, that we say that for a person, it's also going to be permitted. That's even initially for a person. But generally, it's only after the animal, you draw it for the animal, then you have leftover, then only then is it permitted for a person. Or another approach is, this that we say, that it's only permitted for an animal, that means the initial institution. But once we were doing it already for the animals of the Eilu Golem, then Shari Afla Tzarech Adam, like Tchilidus, and actually then says, this is even initially would be permitted for a person to go ahead and draw the water from there. But what actually the interpretation of the Gemara was, that if it's wide the pit, then actually Shari Lissakin of Tzarech Adam, it doesn't mean like Tzarech said in the first approach. It actually means that even initially you're allowed to go ahead and make it for the person, that you can make the pasim b'rois because the person can't get there by himself, and therefore it's actually initially to be able to make it for them. Now it makes sense what we had previously said. The chatzah shereishu nichnas ben hapasim. If you have a courtyard that the end of it goes into between the boards, mutl taltim and teichel ben hapasim. We say that you're allowed to carry in from the ear the chatzah to the area between the boards. Ben hapasim teichel from the ear between the boards to it. Hayinu hashta filo tzarech adam. Now that actually comes out that if that's even permitted. But one that you made for the Tzarech HaAdam, like Taisa proved, that from this that you need to have the water that's fit for a person, is a proof that the boards that are permitting for a person is even water from the Be'er, and to drink from the Be'er Be'napasim, it's not only for the animal, it's even for a person. Pretending says the master begins the words of Gemara, Maheilu Reisha Merubi Shalpar, what do you gain? What does it help by the head and majority of the animal of the cow? Taisa explains, what is Ravon's Kasha, that you don't need to have Reisha Merubi by between the pasim, because the Bryce had said, that a person is not allowed to hold the pitcher when the animal is drinking. Rabban asked, if that's the case, so then for what do you need to have ben apasim? Meaning, as you might explain, to have risha beruba, the whole point is if we're concerned, you can come to lean after the animal, but if you're not holding the pitcher, so there's no concern at all. Which Taita bothered, Taita says, Bim Temi, beginning to say, Taita to take a second look, it says, what do you mean? Ha'ilu b'nenokin manavinakala, it helps this halacha b'risha beruba in the other case of when you're holding the pitcher and you're holding the cow. The Amr Leil, the show, which that's the case, we said that then it is going to be permitted to hold the pitcher. Braisa, I remember the late knock and lock and the Mughlel. So said the Braisa, Tomah, well, you're not holding the animal, as we said before. And therefore, that's the case that you're not allowed to hold it. But the Halacha Bereishis Rubah has relevance regarding when you're holding not just the pitcher, but also the animal. That's a tip. So what you can say is the Ravana and Mashmah, the Ravana understands that Lo Yimali, this Halacha the Braisa says you cannot fill up, is a filler, but the knock and manda, but knock and lock. That's even Tomah when you're holding the pitcher and you're holding the animal. And therefore, that's what the Gemara is saying. So then what are you gaining by Rishab Ruba if you can't even do it when you're holding the animal? Or another Persh Tei says actually the exact opposite. He says, Inam, or you could say, that Sfirli Ravon held the Menokin Mana Menokin Law, that actually if you're holding the pitcher and you're holding the animal, like being a Rishab Ruba, that no, that you don't need to have the head of majority at all. And therefore, that was a question, that what are you gaining with the Halacha of the Mishnah, that you have to have Rishab Ruba, either way you look at it. If you're not holding the animal, then you can't even hold the pitcher at all. And if you are holding it, then you actually would not have to have Rishab Ruba. The next says the matzah begins with the Gemara. Ach, but lehanach masvase. Shem those masvase. Which Tais explains what exactly does that mean, and which that has relevance for writing a baguette. Because the Gemara wrote when there are masvase, which were the way Rashi said, are cities that were destroyed, and you have some of the walls left so within 70 amas and a little bit. That's going to extend the city, and it wasn't just the Borgen. So Tais says mashma the kfarim ketan and mikru masvase. It sounds like that specifically small villages they're called masvase. Because the Hayyul Hayyul, you're doing it, like you see from the story of the Gemara, that he didn't realize that they were there. He thought he was relying on Burgundy. And so, Machlad, the Ketanim Hayyul, so the inference is that they're small. Now, Perakam the Gittin, the first Perak Gittin of Zainim and Alf, Karla Yoris Gedolis Masvasa. The problem is it calls the large cities Masvasa, which is because it's Tomar over there by the boundaries of the large cities of Eretz Yisrael, where the Kamrina, we say Masvasa, the Aji Sokachash, they were counting the Masvasa of Eretz Yisrael, which is Gabekina, Bidimoy, Nevadada, which are the large cities. So Metechkaf says actually from this that you see that the small villages and the large cities are all called Masvasa. So Nerutim, the Inla Hakrin Mashakrizim, because therefore we don't have to be bothered what it says in the divorce document. Masa Plaini, that Masa, that place, that we call it Beinir Gedola, Beinir Katana, because that's the word Masvasa that you see, yeah, that could be referring to both big cities and small cities. But me would be conscious, Pirishan, but what Rashi actually translates over here, he says, Masvasa means that Yoros Charevis, means destroyed cities. Al, Fizeh, and Raya, based on that, there's no proof, because the Shemagedel Sayyid just says they were destroyed. But maybe they were big. Well, the Fishanachim, it's only because they were destroyed. They were not known. And therefore, it's not obvious that it refers to small cities, and therefore, he says, maybe in the get, one should not write by the small cities, Masvasa, because it not necessarily means the small cities. From our Gemara, it just means that they were destroyed ones, but like it sounds like from the Gemara Gittin, it could be referring to the big cities and not the small cities. Tenek says the Master begins with the Gemara, Echad Mishleish Shalaf Mamasai Matar, 1/3200th of what is in the Torah. Tenek explains two interpretations in calculating the measurement of the world in contrast to that of the Torah. Because our Gemara said that no one was able to explain the end of the Torah until Zechariah became and he said it was 40 by 20 amas. The measurement of the world is a half amas squared. It comes out like our Tesis and Masses quoting from the Gemara that 1/3200th of the Torah. Now, but Tesis actually brings a different opinion that Besiluk, which is one of the Piyutim of Parsha Shkolim before Kedusha, it starts as Re'isa B'Sefarta. Then, by the time of the creation of the world, you looked into the Torah Hashem and you counted the letters of the Torah. Which that was Yosri Beleza Kalir, which that's the period which was founded by Beleza the Kalir, which Alpaim Va'arba Meis Bo'il Maricha. It says over there that the Torah length was 2,400 times. In other words, that the world is 1/4200th of the Torah. That's a different interpretation than our Gemara, and Tais explains because Zeu Lefisha Isa Zeresh Leshama. That's because instead of Argama, we're interpreting Zeres as a half amma, he interprets Zeres as a third of an amma. Kamashiyasid, like he writes over there, that the Hazeres Moitachas Achneim Besit, meaning which is up until two tochim, because the sit is the measurement of the space between the finger and the middle finger, which that's the measurement of the tefach. The Arbet Spois, who are tefach basit, and four finger breadth is the tefach and the sit. Which that's the same measurement. So it comes out that the Rebbe Elazar Kalir, he understood that one amma has three zereses, and therefore the world, which is a zeres, it's a third of an amma. Therefore, when you go ahead and you spread out amongst the measurement of the Torah, which is 800 ammas for regards to a third of an amma, so that's where you get the measurement of 2400 amas. So it comes out that the world is one from 2400 dezeres in contrast to the Torah. That's the measurement of the kalim. But Tesis says that l'fi cheshbon d'shmaita, but according to the calculation of our sod, you have a zeres chatzi amah. The zeres is a half amah, which that's the pasuk. That's the wording that the pasuk describes the world. Chol amah. So therefore, every amah kishlat lechenu l'shasi b'arav. When you split it into crisscross into quadrants, yesh par arba zerases. So you have four zerases. Now, and therefore that's the difference. That's the calculation of our gemar in contrast to the kalir. But achtem, this is a wonder. Ki l'fi cheshbonai, because according to the calculation of the kalir, so it comes out we should divide an amma into nine parts. Where Taisa says an amma is in the four parts, this that he says that a zeres is a third, every portion would be zeres al zeres, a zeres squared. When you split up an amma, which is an amma squared, so you split up into three parts in the length and three parts in the width, you get nine parts. And the reason for that is because the world is a zeres squared. So since the measurement is a zeres squared, so therefore we would have to go ahead and separate the amma into portions of a zeres squared. According to that calculation, you have in one amma, nine portions of a zeres squared. V'oz yala, l'shibas alaf masam. Then actually the calculation comes out to be 7,200. V'hu oysa oylem zeres alama. And actually he's not doing a zeres squared, he's actually doing a zeres by an amma. V'zem in ayin, he says, where does he get this from? V'gam say, but also he holds, that this that it says in the pasuk b'chol b'shlish afah ha'aretz, or whatever is a shlish of the earth of the earth, hayne shlish am, it means a third of an am. But the problem is v'atzma yasod, he himself writes gave a chalafara the valley and all its earth b'tzurad hikilu, that they measured that with an etzba tzurad, mash b'de etzba shlishi, sounds like that actually means the third finger, hayne etzba kara am, means the finger that's called the amma, that's korlet tzurad. V'rotz lafarish b'chol b'shlish, and that he wants to explain shlish is not a third of an amma, but rather. And every shlish means be'etzba shlishi, with the third finger. And therefore that's a different interpretation. And Mesefta Zuma called Tzrada, the thing is in Mesefta Zuma that definitely doesn't base, they call Tzrada etzba she'etzla goitl. That's actually the finger that's near the thumb, not the middle finger, which not the third finger. But Tzrada hainu tzara dedah shel goitl, and actually Tzrada is from the word of tzara dedah. It's the co-wife of the thumb, meaning it's the one right near there. Not like the Kali that wants to say that Etzbet Tzrada is the middle finger.